The content of this podcast is from the manual, Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training and Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. The training manual is created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada and prepared by Hatching Change. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room, both as participants and as trainers. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/readyforcrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual: disability awareness, CMIST, and functional needs. Download podcast number 4 handout separately. Disability awareness, which will take 45 minutes. Objective: to discuss disability issues and increase disability awareness, including the everyday context and emergency context. Learning outcomes: participants gain a wider awareness of disability issues and their relationship to emergency preparedness. Provide space for people with disabilities to share their experiences and to educate and be educated by the people around them. Choose one of the following activities. Option A: key issues brainstorm. How it is done. Optional: show the DemNet Manitoba video, Are You Ready? Clip number 1, The Need for Improved Emergency Preparedness. This is available online at www.readyforcrisis.ca. The video introduces the post-Hurricane Katrina realization that emergency preparedness for people with disabilities is an important issue. Divide the large group into 2 groups. Assign 1 facilitator to each group. Ask for a volunteer to take notes on the flip chart. In 1 group, brainstorm. What do volunteer organizations need to know to work with disability groups on emergency planning? In the other group, brainstorm. What do disability groups need to know to work with volunteer organizations on emergency planning? The note taker flip charts notes from the brainstorm. Next, ask each person in the group to say what successes and challenges they face in their organization in terms of working with and outreaching to people with disabilities. An option here would be to break the 2 groups into 4, depending on the number of people in the workshop. Then, in the large group, get each group to share key points from their discussions and from the brainstorm. The facilitator should post the brainstorm results so that all groups can clearly see the flip charts. Draw attention to the workshop accessibility tips and the cultural competency and the Canadian Code for Volunteer Involvement handouts. Materials needed: flip chart and markers and tape. Make the workshop accessible handout. And cultural competency and the Canadian Code for Volunteer Involvement handout. DVD and video equipment. Option B, successes and challenges. How it is done. Optional, show the DemNet Manitoba video, Are You Ready? Clip number 1. It introduces the post-Hurricane Katrina realization that emergency preparedness for people with disabilities is an important issue. Divide into diverse groups of 4 to 6. For example, 2 to 3 people from disability groups and or informal disability networks and 2 to 3 people from volunteer groups. Ask each group to choose a note taker. Ask people to spend up to 5 minutes each talking about the successes and challenges in their group in terms of working with and outreaching to people with disabilities. After everyone has reported, discuss what have we learned that will help us to work together on emergency preparedness. Return to the whole group and ask each small group to briefly report back. Draw attention to the workshop accessibility tips and the cultural competency in the Canadian Code for Volunteer Involvement handouts. Materials needed. Flipchart with instructions to discuss successes, challenges, and what we have learned that will help us to work together on emergency preparedness. Accessibility tips and the cultural competency on the Canadian Code for Volunteer Involvement handouts, and optionally, a DVD and video equipment. Option C, triangle tool. How it is done. Optional, show the DemNet Manitoba video, Are You Ready? Clip number 1. It introduces the post-Hurricane Katrina realization that emergency preparedness for people with disabilities is an important issue. Divide into groups of 4 to 6, making sure each group is diverse. For example, with 2 to 3 people from disability groups and or informal disability networks, and 2 to 3 people from volunteer groups. Ask each group to choose a note taker. Give each group a flip chart that looks like this. A triangle is drawn on the flip chart. At the top of the triangle is the word successes written. In the bottom left corner of the triangle is the word written challenge. And on the bottom right part of the triangle, you write working together. Ask each person in the group to note their group's successes and challenges in terms of working with and outreaching to people with disabilities. The note taker writes the key points on the flip chart. Discuss specifically how disability groups and volunteer organizations can work together on emergency preparedness. Ask people to be specific. Note the key points on the flip chart. Post flip charts on workshop room walls and allow 10 minutes for participants to look at flip charts from other groups. Draw attention to the workshop accessibility tips and cultural competency in the Canadian Code for Volunteer Involvement handouts. Materials needed. Flip charts with triangle tool, markers, and tape. Cultural competency in the Canadian Code for Volunteer Involvement handout. Make the workshop accessible handout. And optionally, a DVD and video equipment. After this, take a break for 15 minutes. CMIST and the Functional Needs Framework, which will take 20 minutes. Objective, to introduce the CMIST framework. Learning outcome, participants will understand and be able to use the CMIST framework. Choose one of the following activities. Option A, CMIST puzzle. How it is done. Optional, show DemNet Manitoba, Are You Ready? Video clip number 2, communications. This video introduces the issue of communications in emergencies. Before the session, cut up each CMIST logo into 3 or 4 pieces so that it makes a puzzle. Mix the pieces up and put them into a hat. If you have 16 people, make sure that you have 16 puzzle pieces. Sometimes it is better to cut them up once people arrive so you know how many pieces you need. Pass the hat with the puzzle pieces folded and mixed. Ask each person to pick one. When each person has a puzzle piece, give the instructions. There are 5 pictures and each person has a piece of one of the pictures. Find the people who have the other pieces to the puzzle and form a new group with them. When you've found your group, tape the pieces of the puzzle together so you can see the whole image. Ask participants to start. In their group, ask people to discuss the logo and what they think it means for emergency preparedness for people with disabilities. Return to the larger group and ask for a report back from the groups and review functional needs framework. Materials needed, functional needs framework handout, CMIST icon puzzles, clear tape, and optionally a DVD and video equipment. Option B, CMIST PowerPoint, how it is done. Optional, show DemNet Manitoba Are You Ready? Video clip number 2, communications. This video introduces the issue of communications in emergencies. Use the PowerPoint as a mini CMIST lecture. Ask if there are any questions about CMIST. Materials needed: Functional Needs Framework Handout, BC Coalition for People with Disabilities CMIST PowerPoint, on CD and online, at bccpd.bc.ca, and optionally a DVD and video equipment. The training manual on this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin, Karen at bccpd.bc.ca.